All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here at ABM FM, where it is all business all the time. Today on the show from Hopog, New York, we have the president of Strand Consulting Corporation. You can check them out online, www.strand-co.com. That's strand-co.com. Naina Mehta, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you, CJ.
So please share with us a little bit about Strand Co. What do you do?
What we do is we are in the business since 10 years now, and we do something called as shop drawings or placement drawing for the concrete trade, which is part of the construction industry, and we work on structures like multi-story building, parking lots, a lot of houses, and we do all kind of public and private work.
All right, so not only are you working with or in the construction industry, you are also a 100% woman-owned company, is that correct?
That's right, that's correct. We are a 100% woman-owned company. And we got established in 2008, and mostly the trade that we do, we hire civil engineers, and these are like rods, like the rebars are the rods that every construction industry uses, and all kind of that accessories. We do the placement drawings, which are used in the field, as well as we kind of supply the rebar rods and the accessories for our very known and important customers as well.
All right, so you mentioned civil engineers and that kind of stuff, but who are your clients? What kind of people are you attracting?
So the mostly our clients are, the way the public industry and the private industries work is we have like the owners. From there, it goes to something called as general contractors. General contractors hire the concrete contractors. So my customers usually are these concrete contractors that go in the field and they actually build the jobs or the build like the parking lots or the multi stories. So these are my the concrete contractors are my customers. Those are the ones that need these field drawings or the placement drawings to take them in the field and to build off them.
Now, what is your story? How did you get into all of this?
Oh, my story. So it's a long story, but I'm a chartered accountant as well as a master's in accounting. So I started this business like 10 years ago in 2008. After my second child and the death of my father-in-law, as a project manager before for around 10, 15 years, doing a lot of financial staffing, inventory-oriented businesses in financial project, traveled around the country. But then after the second child and my father-in-law's death, I said, okay, let me get into something. This business was my husband Sanjay's dream job. So I said, okay, if I can do anything, why can't I do this? Like, you know, at the end of the day, it's the business, and I am well-versed with the financial aspect of running a business. And that's how kind of I got into the construction business. It was the wrong time to start because I started in 2008 during the financial crash, if you remember, with all the Lehman Brothers and everything.
Yeah.
But I think we did good for the first 2 years and moved on from there, and that's how I got into this.
Now, not only as an entrepreneur, but as a company owned 100% by women, has that affected you in any way, business-wise? What are some of the challenges in being a woman in this industry?
Yes, it is a big challenge being a woman in the industry, in the sense that construction industry is filled with a lot of men. So having to work around, like when you walk in a conference call and you see that I'm the only one that is sitting around the table sometimes, or getting my voice through, and it is little bit intimidating getting inside and sitting with those many people. Even when you are trying to get bigger projects, sometimes people have a doubt whether the person would be able to finish the project or whether she would be able to accomplish what is required. So those are the small challenges even in today's day and age where I do see. Sometimes I feel that if I'm on the phone and I'm not on the conference calls, like sitting in a room, I am able to better get through people then I am in front of them.
Interesting.
So it is not that easy as yet. Like, you know, and I am a petite woman. I'm not like, you know, very tall. I'm like 5'10".
Right. Mm-hmm.
Those are the challenges of like, you know, especially in the construction industry, I think.
So what is in store for the future, either in the industry or with your company? Any plans?
Yes, we do. Currently, the way we have alliances with a lot of companies, we have a good team in India. So heads off to them. They have been doing a wonderful job. We have in Maharashtra, in India, Gujarat, we have offices. We are trying to build alliances in Spain and in other countries. Currently, we do businesses for customers in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. We also have some California clients. But we are trying to spread even within the country. So my future I am looking to see is how I can build alliances with suppliers, with fabricators, how I can get better service to them. I'm always trying to see how I can give better service to my customers, see how they can, like, you know, much easily build a construction project. I always try to hold their hand even during the construction project, even though that is not part of the responsibility as a placement drawing person. But I take that on me that if the project comes to me, then I want that project to kind of get completed. And in the future, I want to see that we grow a little bit in that area where we provide better customer service and grow the area of service also.
Excellent. And Naina, before we wrap up the show here, what is the easiest way for our listeners to reach out?
The easiest way to reach out to us?
Yes.
The easiest way to reach out to us is absolutely you can call us. We are available at 631-805-3179 every day. You can also reach out to us via emails. We are available at info@strand-co.com. So, you know, you can call me by phone, you can email me. I am available anytime to all the persons or whoever wants to reach out to us.
Fantastic. Naina, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
No, I really want to thank you guys for giving me this opportunity. I want to thank my husband, Sanjay, to be so supportive. My kids, Varun and Jalaj, who have always been there. And my team, the Strand Consulting team, who has always been extremely supportive and they do take good care of my customers.
Well, that's very sweet of you.
And thank you to CJ for getting me on the show, and hope that we do this every year. And see, I want to thank also my customers who have always been around for me and have had faith in me. We have had a very strong customer base where they have always come back. They are return customers and extremely loyal to us.
Thanks again, Naina.
Thank you very much, CJ. Bye bye.
And one last thank you to our listeners. For staying tuned to the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media. Stick around because we'll be right back.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I like things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.